Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Robert Brands is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Robert F. Brands is the president of Brands & Company, which is an organization that focuses on how to bring innovations, how to help you focus on the power of innovations. And he's the author of Robert's Rules of Innovations. And we're going to talk about this key to building this, Robert and I agree is a new economy, and that's innovation. Robert Brands, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. You know, when you think of, when we say innovation, I think a lot of people think like the iPad or the iPod or another cell phone, another fancy cell phone generation or something like that. Innovation takes many forms, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and the way I want your listeners to think about it is 10 types of innovation, 10. It's just not just product innovation. It goes from process to offering to delivery and finance, and within that there's 10 different ways from how you deliver your product, on how a service is experienced, on how you replenish or how you hire people. Starbucks, for instance, is a great example in an HR innovation. So I want the listeners to think very broadly in everything you do and encounter, whether it's a product or a service, think very broadly because there are many, many opportunities there.
Well, and you could be running a restaurant or a garage or a dry cleaners or a little manufacturing company or a service company. It doesn't matter what you do. You should still be thinking of innovation. And the thing is between what customers are, the new demands customers are making on you, and the ability for you to leverage technology these days that's already developed, the innovation that's already available to you, by combining all of that, we can be more innovative, can't we?
Yeah, and I just read over the weekend a great article in The Economist about the British pubs. British pubs only used to be open at 11 a.m., and they just started to open for breakfast because they listened to the customer and they knew there was a demand for it. Guess what? They're now the number two place for breakfast in the UK.
Wow.
Over a fast food like McDonald's.
Can you still get a pint? Would you be able to get a pint at breakfast?
I don't know about that. I know they start serving those at 11, but that just shows you how important it is to listen to the customer and to tweak your product and services to fulfill the needs or shortcomings or demands. And that's really how I believe today why Ford is really leading in the efforts of selling cars. They've really focused on what do young people want in the car. We all know it got four wheels and an engine, but it's about the little features and benefits that they've very carefully listened to the customer, and that's why they're leading today.
This is such an important point, Robert. Folks, your customers, if you want to know what the silver bullet is, if you want to know what the secret to your success is, if you're sitting there thinking, boy, what would I pay? What would I give? What would it be worth to me if I knew the secret to my success for the next year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Well, guess what, folks? Someone knows that, and they're your customers, and all you got to do is ask them. Right, Robert?
Right, and I often recommend this to my customers, and you probably will do the same, Jim, is try and experience your own service as an independent, try and approach your business or service as a customer.
You expect me to eat this food?
Exactly. It took this long, or do I have to go through this process to buy this product? I mean, experience it yourself, and you'll be amazed what you learn and how much you can improve and make the experience better. But what you will run into and what you can innovate and what you can add.
Because so it's not just what your customers are telling you, it's what your customers are experiencing with you.
Exactly. And that's a huge factor.
So if you don't want to do it yourself, you can hire someone to come in and pose as a prospect to walk in cold off the street, pose as a prospect, call in, you know, get a first appointment or whatever, if it's, you know, depending on the kind of business, and see how every touch point is with what we give to customers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And as long as the people are candid, that are giving you feedback, because you need to get candid feedback. You really need to know the honest feedback to really make an improvement and innovate, because we are all somewhere on a product life cycle with our product or service. Doesn't matter where you are, how well you're doing today, you have to renew that and think about how you can make your service or product better to grow in the future.
Right, absolutely. Talk to us about these 10 types of innovations.
So it really goes from finance innovation to process to offering and delivery. I'll give you a quick, real good one in customer experience. If anybody who drives a Lexus and has gone in with their Lexus for their car to be serviced, I can guarantee you, because I've experienced it, it's night and day compared to any other premium brand like Mercedes or BMW. They
better,
make it a pleasure. It is like they do it quick. They do it. It's a full service.
You mean it's like I can't wait to take my car in?
I'm serious. I say to my wife, let me take your car, and I'd be happy to go sit there and wait, because I know they get me out of there quickly. I have Wi-Fi. They give me breakfast. I mean, it's a thrill.
Can you get a pint there for breakfast, Robert?
Yeah.
Now we know what motivates you, don't we?
No, absolutely. But another good example is Virgin Airline or Singapore Airlines. Those who have flown it, and we can start experiencing also domestically here in the U.S., but the Virgin stands apart. They're all about the customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, it's all about these 10 types of innovation that you need to translate into what I call Robert's Rules, where you go from inspiration that really has to be led by you, you know, the president or CEO, all the way down to the 10 imperatives to your net reward.
Well, you said something just now, Robert, that's really important, and it's something I've been talking about on this show now for a couple of years, actually maybe longer than that, and that's the idea of the customer experience. Every airline is supposed to get you from point A to point B safely and on schedule. That's our threshold. That's a minimum. But the difference is, what kind of an experience do you have while they're getting you there? That's what makes people come back, right, Robert?
Yeah, no, absolutely, because the point A to point B is basic. The quality and service, same as with whatever product you offer.
Right.
Quality and service has to be sort of at a basic.
Robert, we've got to take a quick break. Give us your website quickly.
Yeah. Okay.
Your website.
It's robertsrulesofinnovation.com or innovationcoach.com.
Check it out, folks. 20 after. I'm at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.